It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name's Chad Summers. I'm your host. Happy April 5th, 2024, also known as Friday, which is awesome. Got no birthdays worth mentioning today. Sorry. But we do have some history. Also on this day in history is the name of that segment. In 1994, Kurt Cobain deleted himself. Yeah. 1951, Julius Rosenberg and Ethel Rosenberg were sentenced to capital punishment for espionage. 1908, Betty Davis was born. You know the song Betty Davis Eyes? I did a little search on her images, and she does have amazing eyes. It's crazy. Big eyes. And in 1621, the Mayflower departed for England after having deposited 102 pilgrims at what became American colony of Plymouth, parentheses, Massachusetts. So that's pretty cool. We've got breaking news. This one from Forbes. Kiss sells music catalog to firm co-founded by Swedish billionaire and ABBA. That's right. Apparently, the deal's worth $300 million. The company that they sold it to is named Pop House. And I did a little search there, and Kiss has sold 100 million albums, which is really quite astonishing. But it makes sense, because they're a great rock and roll band. Probably the greatest, in my opinion. But, so I'm sitting here thinking, you know what, I think... Even if they're doing this hologram thing, and even if the hologram thing doesn't work out, they still have the ownership of the whole, all the songs and everything. Everything Kiss is what, you know, I'm sure Gene's keeping a piece of it, a little percentage, you know that. So my plan is, let's hope that this thing, the hologram thing, doesn't work out, and then the Kiss thing becomes worth pennies on the dollar, I'm going to somehow buy it. And then I'm going to hire Ace and back into Kiss, and we're going to do Kiss again. So, yeah, I'm going to be the future drummer of Kiss, possibly. All righty. This one from New York Post. Three North Carolina gas stations deploy canine units as security after crimes at the pump. You know, the problem with this is you're putting dogs' lives into jeopardy. And personally, I like dogs better than people. So, yeah, I don't know that I'm cool with this. But it's pretty sad that we're at this point. Apparently, one officer was whacked, if you will, responding to a burglary or whatever. So that's terrible, really. One from Newsmax Health. Bird flu could be 100 times deadlier than COVID. Oh, that's wonderful. It's all about the mutating. If this thing mutates and you can transmit it from the birds to people, we're screwed. They were saying we could, I think they said, 50% of people that would get it would die, would succumb to their illness. In a related story from Reuters, scientists investigate thousands of dead Antarctic penguins for bird flu. Great. So, yeah, apparently a couple people have had it in the U.S. So maybe it's already made the jump from birds to people. So let's hope not. You know, here was one from CNN. Germany to redesign Adidas soccer jersey numbering mid-Nazi symbol controversy. Look, and it's just the number 4. It's not the whole, like, they're not going to change the whole team. I guess they'll have to change the whole teams because the fours look like the S on the SS on the Nazi uniforms. But it's just the four when they're to, when there's two fours, the 44. But I guess they're just going to have to change the font. And it doesn't, it looks like it a little bit, but not totally. It's different. I mean, come on. I guess any, like anything that triggers memories of that is unnecessary. I can understand that, the Holocaust. But got another one from CNN. Bernie Sanders says it's time for a four-day work week. Yep. That's what we need. Less production. That's great, Bernie. Dumbass. Folks, I need a break after that one. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Don't touch that device, because the lunch show will be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Chad. Just wanted to take this opportunity to let you know that the lunch show was always intended to be a TV show, and that's still the plan. We plan on launching the Lunch Show TV show in late 2024, right around the corner. So keep listening to the show, click on all the things that help support us, and it's time to get back to the Lunch Show.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, there's more of the Lunch Show with Chad Summers.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Show. Got one here from CNN. Angelina Jolie alleges, quote, history of Brad Pitt's physical abuse prior to 2016 plane ride in New York Miraval lawsuit filing. I guess that's a company, that's a winery that they started jointly. So yeah, apparently she wanted to sell her share, and it was in the contract that you cannot sell your half without the other's consent. I guess Brad did not consent. And so she's throwing out allegations about physical abuse, and that's pretty sad. Do you have proof of it? I don't even think she has any proof. It's, she's just saying this stuff. And that, I think that can get you in trouble right there. Lawsuit possibilities, defamation. But yeah, one from Fox News. During solar eclipse, New York pump up police force for big crowds, warns criminals will get caught. What? It's so sad. We can't even have a polar eclipse or solar eclipse without crime being a factor. What the hell? I mean, don't you just like walk outside and look up into the sky with glasses on, welder's glasses on? How does that end up being? I don't know. All right, folks, that leaves us with one story left, and it's good. It's always good at the end of our episodes. So this one's from Good News Network. Global life expectancy rises by 6.2 years. Right. Where'd they get the 0.2? Come on. After drop in deaths from stroke, diarrhea, and respiratory infections. Well, that's great for one. But I learned fairly recently that the number one cause of death worldwide is diarrhea. Can you believe it? It's, I mean, obviously, there's usually an underlying illness, but it's the actual diarrhea that finishes you off. So yeah. All right, I'm going to call that the episode, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed the show. We will be back Tuesday if all goes well, and I hope you join us for Tuesday's episode, because we need you. And until Tuesday, have a good weekend. Don't go out drinking and driving. It's not worth it. Get ride share, something like that. Have a friend drive you. Walk. Just walk to your neighborhood bar, you know, if you don't have anything set up to go long distance. Folks, I'm out of here. Until next Tuesday, keep pressing on in your life. And peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the Lunch Show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. And don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of y'all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope y'all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.